You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. Don Day is on the phone line from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Tell me about the weather forecast in the Midwest to begin with. We'd like some rain.
Yeah, I'm sure that folks are wondering, is it ever going to rain again? We've hit this hot and dry spell here, and at least as we go through the next few days of this week, the thunderstorm activity is going to be real spotty. I see an opportunity for portions of Minnesota, portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, maybe western Iowa to get some scattered showers and thunderstorms at the tail end of the week and over the weekend. But the next 5 days or so, it's going to be very skimpy when it comes to precipitation chances. We do see better precipitation chances coming into the Midwest, especially early to mid next week. That will come with some cooler temperatures. So rain on the horizon, yes, but through the rest of this week and into the weekend, it's going to be quite spotty. We've got to hope for next week to be more productive.
Do you think next week's rainfalls will be widespread and heavy enough that it will help out, probably not the corn crop, but at least the bean crop?
Well, I think there's that possibility. A lot of it's going to depend on where a cool front sags out of south central Canada and sort of stalls out, and where the best moisture gets in contact with that frontal boundary. And that's going to be something that we won't be able to fine-tune until we get a little bit closer. But from what we're seeing right now, beginning late Sunday and into Monday and Tuesday, that's when from the Dakotas, the Minnesota, Iowa, eastern Nebraska, portions of Illinois and Indiana have the best chances of rain.
And let's check in on the crops around the world. Start with China, where they raise the second largest corn crop on the planet.
Well, right now, the forecast is quite good when it comes to prospects of rain in China. They are looking at most of that country having some pretty good chances of shower, thunderstorm activity, as well as most of that country going to be cooler than normal. A little bit stormy right now over eastern Asia, and China will get some rain from that pattern.
And other places around the planet you've been watching and that we need to take care of?
Well, right now, there are sections of Europe that have a little bit like a sandwich. The western, far western, and far eastern areas of Europe are going to be cool and wet, while in portions of the Ukraine, especially the western areas, portions of central Europe are going to be warmer and drier than normal.
Thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. You can always hear him again if you'd like on our website. The address is willag.org. That's willag.org. I'll be heading Don's way, by the way, later this afternoon. I won't make it all the way out to Wyoming, but we'll be in northwest Iowa at the Andersons in both Everly and Astorville tomorrow and on Thursday. I hope you can catch up with us. You can find out all the details in our Ag Outlook panel section of the willag.org website. I'm Todd Gleason.